gosh, I was doing so good. We turned off everything else.
We can leave that in. Then there's the microwave, too.
Oh, honey, please get the lasagna out.
Okay.
It's ready.
Oh, it's Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Is that how Jim talks?
Jim has a lower voice than Dave.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity, a rarity.
Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen, and my RPG character is a Vulcan chief science officer on the USS Tiberius.
Hi, I'm Angela. I just landed on Tatooine in KOTOR.
I'm Jen, and if there's a bright center of the universe, I'm from the small, dirty Texas town it's furthest from.
I'm Angela, and I am now a Trill host living as a symbiotic life form for the next 7 months.
I'm Jen, and I'm not a frackin' Cylon.
Hi, I'm Angela, and I'm like good boomer in season 2, but I'm having a boy.
I'm Jen, and if I were a Viper pilot, I think I would want my handle to be Pink 5. Yeah, in fact, I'd insist on it.
My name is Angela, and I had to add Battlestar and Galactica to my word dictionary so that I could type it without getting a misspelling.
I'm Jen, and my SUV unit has a bad motivator.
I'm Angela, and my mental pathways have grown accustomed to your sensory input patterns.
I'm Jen, and I've been gently resisting the dark side since 1970... Well, that doesn't matter.
And I'm Angela, and I had the Star Wars theme played at my wedding, my choice.
I'm Jen, and I'm exhibiting the early onset of BSG withdrawal.
My name is Angela, and I aim to misbehave.
I'm Jen, and by Gabthar's hammer, by the sons of Warvon, you shall be avenged.
My name is Angela, and I'm the plucky comic relief.
I'm Jen, and I had more Star Wars action figures than all of my boyfriends combined.
And my name is Angela, and I am not a geek. I'm a level 48 paladin and a level 45 mage.
I'm Jen, and I like all things martial artsy.
And I'm Angela, and I have a tune called Buffybot on Ice Crown US.
I'm Jen, and my pointy ears are not real.
And my name is Angela, and I knew it was love when I said, "What did we learn about beer?" And Jim said, "Foamy."
I'm Jen, and I'm about to watch the final season of Battlestar Galactica.
My name is Angela, and the Big Bang Theory was neither big nor a bang. Discuss.
Hello, and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Jen, and I finally completed Oblivion last night after a year as a level 27 Wood Elf. Nightblade Mage, Order of the Dragon, Champion of Cyrodiil, Master of the Fighter's Guild, Archmage of the Mage's Guild, Order of the Virtuous Blood, Blade Knight Sister, Knights of the White Stallion, Knight Errant, Arena Warrior, and last but not least, I am an Anomaly.
And my name is Angela, and I got into super science in fourth grade with all the boys, and I am an anomaly.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is our anniversary episode, and we're here in the multi-million dollar studio.
Bringing it to you.
Bringing it right to you.
The Anomalous Celebratory Extravaganza.
I have no idea what you just said.
Me either.
Where did you get those words? They're so big.
Our boss. He likes to say, extravaganza!
Does he really say that?
Yes, a lot.
That's true.
Tonight we are celebrating Anomaly's 1 year anniversary of being in iTunes.
And 2 year anniversary of being.
Just
general.
Being, in just general. Being. Mm-hmm. February of...
2007.
Yes.
We recorded our first podcast.
Anomaly was born.
Uh-huh.
And we never decided to put it in the iTunes feed.
Well, no, it just took a little while because those of you who do podcasts know that there's some tricky work into doing feeds, and especially if you're not used to it like we
right.
were not.
We were working kinks out.
And we also were working.
True. So there's probably about 4 or 5 episodes that you will never hear.
And we are going to play some random clips tonight.
Clips that you've never heard before.
And some outtakes.
And also audio comments and emails from our listeners. And
our wonderful, awesome listeners.
Awesome listeners. Fabulous. Who are congratulating us not only for our anniversary, but the fact that we were nominated and ended up winning Best Panel of Podcast Hosts, which we share with the awesome EU cast.
Woot.
And also...
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
See, when you mess up, I'm there to pick you up.
Yeah, you are.
That's why we do a podcast together.
That's the way we
roll. Because if one of us was doing a podcast, it wouldn't work.
It would suck.
It would just be like, yeah, dead air.
About 6 months ago, we joined the Star Wars Fanworks Network.
Yes.
Which is where we won these awards that we just mentioned. We very much appreciate the acknowledgement. We didn't even expect it. I mean, because we're just doing this for fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't even on our radar, and it took us totally by surprise. We were interviewed recently by Roni Zone Radio, which we will be telling you when that show is up.
Yeah, and, as soon as we know, you will know.
Yes, that was the first interview we've ever done.
And it was pretty much we were bad.
You were good. You shifted into PR mode.
I did.
And I turned into, in reality, I'm a pretty shy person.
Yes.
And I all of a sudden became that person in the interview.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Yeah, I shifted into PR mode. That was very strange.
It was.
And we were not very nice because he was asking us, you know, to describe ourselves. And I was basically like, well, I'm a total jerk.
And I said,
I really hate everyone. And
and I said, I'm antisocial.
I'm not good at anything.
And I care too much about what others think of me.
I have no friends and little life. And all I do is take care of my baby.
So it should be really interesting stuff.
Downer. No, I think it turned out good. It's just kind of, it'll be fun to hear us. Kind of in a different, I thought in a way we were almost out of our element, but that's good. That's okay.
But it was our first interview, and we were very honored that Jeff would even ask us to,
he was so
to
nice.
Be on his show.
And he's a really funny guy,
yes,
too.
You should listen to his show.
Yes, you should.
All right, so should we get started?
Yes, go.
Punch it.
I'm a television junkie, and the real world stumps me. I got a lot of problems. Why don't somebody solve them? Television junkie, I don't like what I see. I'm a television junkie and the real world stumps me. I'm a television junkie, gotta get another fix. I'm a television junkie, comes in 30-minute hits. Television leads to complacency. When boredom sets in and you turn on the TV, my life is missing something so bad.
We can't have a plan. There can't be a plan, Jen.
There is no plan.
If there is
we're
a plan,
we're just gonna go. Gonna go with it.
Talk about how awesome the guy who did the voice of the...
I would like to say how awesome... I would like to say how awesome...
I didn't realize you were recording.
The voice of the Anomaly podcast at the beginning of the podcast is... I think it's great. Yay.
Very enthusiastic.
If y'all didn't know, the man who reads the Anomaly, something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. Yes, the definition of Anomaly. That's Angela's husband, Jim. And... it's really funny. He had to read that the first night that Anomaly was recorded, period. The first night ever, he read that. And our friend Carl was there, and he played the piano. That was the intro to Anomaly.
The very first
Anomaly episode. And the whole time, he was interrupting and disrupting Jim as he was trying to read it.
So we have a lot of very funny outtakes from...
He said some bad words.
I think it's funny,
but... It's hilarious.
I'm kind of a horrible person, so...
No, you're not. Is that two pages or one?
One, two.
Okay.
Go.
Anomaly.
I already have
something.
Carl, I was doing it.
You were doing it?
Okay,
yes.
Go.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Outtake.
That's what the
pink shirt
meant.
Okay. Quiet on the set.
We're going to give him a red shirt if he's not careful. Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, and consistency. Nah.
Okay. I mean, maybe I better practice. An oddity, peculiar... Dave? You want to do it? There's too many multisyllable words.
You want me
words.
To do it?
No, it needs to be somebody manly.
Wait, so what are you wanting to do? Like the intro?
Yeah, he's just doing, this is our podcast.
I think he should read it like he was a while ago, and then you clear your throat and finish.
But...
Okay, so explain what this is.
An oddity. What is peculiarity. We're
anomaly is the name of our podcast.
Inconsistency.
And what incongruity.
Is that it? Incongruity?
Yeah.
I like his real voice when he is just doing kind of gym announcer voice.
To do the intro.
Yeah, he's doing the intro. So we can just fix it in later? Is that the idea?
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity, a rarity.
Dude, that's your voice.
Shut up.
You can't do it. Oh, that's yours? You're one to talk?
All right, I'm glad we can cut this. Okay, everybody quiet now. Hello. Hello, and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen.
And we're friends.
And we're pimping your laugh.
It's your fault.
You laughed.
I know.
It worked.
You wrote this.
I know.
Oh, this is the second page. We have to pimp the other side. Oh, we were going to be sitting next to each other. Hi.
Hello. I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen.
And this is the Anomaly Podcast.
It is our first episode.
Yes.
And it's probably going to be full of really bad mistakes.
I'm sure it is.
Yes. Good times.
Don't say that. That's not the kind of podcast it is.
Okay. What are we doing this week?
Well, we'll just kind of go over what we plan to make this podcast into.
Okay.
This is a podcast that's it's going to be based on sci-fi and fantasy. And basically, we noticed that there aren't very many women out there doing this kind of thing. And,
nope.
And there are a few, and to those, we salute you. And
yes.
Live long and prosper, and may the force be with you and all that. But we're going to join the fray and bring some new blood to sci-fi podcasts.
New girly blood.
Yes. I won't say good times.
Okay.
Okay.
You have the outline. You gotta tell me what's up.
Here, you drive.
Okay. Oh, okay. Did you just stop it? Well, there's gonna be several things that we're talking about. First of all, this will be the one thing that will be, I know, a lot different, except for the fact that we're girls, is that we are actually gonna talk about other podcasts too, because that's one of the geeky things that we do. Is we listen to other podcasts.
We're fans of podcasts. So
yes.
We'll be suggesting some of our favorite podcasts.
And also, I know that we'll be not necessarily quoting, but we might bring up topics.
We'll refer to them and suggest them. And
yes.
Hopefully one day we'll even be able to interview some of them. And some of those podcasts that influenced us are Treks in Sci-Fi,
yes.
Our friend Rico.
Hey, Rico.
And the Geeks On
Geeks
podcast.
Geeks On is
one of
my
our favorites. And also one of my favorites is Star Wars Galaxies with Yivitz and Mr. Bubble. An
That's
odd
awesome.
Name, but a very funny, funny podcast.
Cool.
Yes.
So... It seems like we went a lot better
this
when we...
This is what they would
this
call
is dead air.
But since we're not selling anything, it doesn't matter.
We should have two copies of this thing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Stop. Okay.
Good idea.
Let's print out two copies of this.
We need to listen to how it sounds and make sure the level...
Okay, that's fine. We were just playing anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of a practice.
That's okay, that's okay. What, are you okay?
So there's that, and we're just... happy to be doing this for at least even a year. I mean, I just never thought when we started talking about doing this, I never thought that we would really do it. I was happy we even got the first show recorded and edited, you know, much less doing it for 2 years, being on iTunes, actually having fans. I mean, that's weird to me. Anybody's listening to this besides people we know.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And the weird part is that people we know are like the last people who have been
exactly.
listening.
Exactly.
Which is so funny to me. Craig, who we talk about all the time, I talked to him yesterday and he said, yeah, I'm just now listening to your podcast. Like, thanks, Craig. Way to be supportive. friend.
And then there's Mark, or Lachiades.
Yes, Lachiades.
And he's very selective about the episodes that he listens to because he hasn't seen all of BSG.
Yes.
And a lot of our episodes contain spoilers. Yeah, he's a little late to the game, but we're very thankful that he's watching, period. And then there's Stephanie and Margaret and Charity
and Heather.
And Heather and
people we've talked about.
People
who've
been on the show, too.
Been on the show, have never listened.
But it's still awesome that they're on the show.
Yes, it is.
So,
but that's okay. Not everybody is into their iPod as much as we are.
Yeah, we're addicts.
We're addicts let's on
just,
iPod.
Yeah, let's just admit that right now. Yeah. In fact, that's probably why we started this, listening to other podcasts.
No, we started this because we were having really great conversations at work about things. And we were like, we should totally record this.
You did. Because I think you sent a letter to Geeks On.
I did.
And I got all excited when they actually read it on their podcast, which
yes.
seems silly right now because... We do that all the time. We read mm-hmm. people's email on podcasts. But I ran down the hall to your office like, Angela, they read your email.
I did. I know. And it was awesome.
I don't even remember which episode, but it was a long time
it
ago.
It was. It was the episode after they were doing about geek dating. Mm-hmm. And I remember. And I wrote an email about, yeah, it is easier for women geeks to get men than for men geeks to get women. I don't even remember what I said exactly, but.
Yeah, but you wrote it to Don, right?
Yeah, because Don usually responds. Mm-hmm. I've just written to him. I mean, not a lot, but the like few times I've written, I've been like, oh, have you seen this Buffy comic or whatever? And he's usually like, oh, I'm about to go get it. And I mean, but it's not like I talk to him or even mm-hmm. email him all the time. It was just, it's nice that they respond. And Peter responded to you, though.
Yeah, about... He? 6 weeks later.
6 weeks later, but anyway.
The one thing
they're
about...
they're very busy.
They're
so.
Very, very, very busy. But so were we. And we get back to people. Everybody who emails us gets a returned email. And usually the same day they send it. So those of you who are thinking about it and haven't sent it yet because you're kind of afraid, don't be. Because we get back to you right away.
Yes. Always. Jen will get back to you. I'll admit that right now.
Yeah, I'm the email
responder.
Answer
emails for 2 other organizations. And so I'm out. But if it's a good one, she will. Or if you,
I always
if you
forward
ask
it to
me,
Angela.
If you will, if you want to ask me something specific, Jen will forward it to me, and I'll make sure and respond.
I always copy you, though.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah. So, other than Geeks On, we also used to listen to, and we still do,
Treks
and Sci-Fi. And Rico was a huge encouragement to us,
and very, very nice about getting me onto the feed.
Yeah, he helped us a lot technically.
Yes,
and he also played our promos
and he let us post our podcasts up on his forums too.
Yeah, the first podcast is still up there on his forums
somewhere.
If you are brave enough to listen to it. It's also I think still in our archive. It's
yeah.
like one of 2 episodes in the archive.
Yes,
so it's really crappy, but you're welcome to listen to it if you
yeah.
so desire.
Well, if you're bored, and that's what you want to do. So, yeah, that's how we got into actually doing the podcast. What's mm-hmm. your favorite episode?
My favorite episode? That's a hard one. I have got a couple of them. One of them is the hijacking of Trex's Sci-Fi,
yeah.
I think, because I had a lot of fun with scripting
yes.
and inserting sound effects. I did all of the editing on that show, except for the commercials, which our friend Rick Moyer did
yes.
for us. I just told him, I think I want to do this radio theme where... We've hijacked the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast like it's a car we hotwired, mm-hmm. and all of the transitions in between the segments are through the radio, and we need kind of like a radio show host to do that. And mm-hmm. Rick was helpful and did that, and he did the promos, and he's a musician and a friend of ours, and we'll play his promo later so you can go check out his website because he has a lot of really cool Star Trek parodies. So
yeah.
And a new podcast, by the way. But anyway, yeah, that was one of my favorites. And then the other one... has to be the one my mom was on.
Yay.
Where I had to convince her to watch Battlestar Galactica. And it was a very long podcast. And she can make me laugh probably just about as much as Angela does. And she just
and
kept
she
saying,
gave you wine.
It doesn't take much to make me a little tipsy. She just kept making joke after joke, and I couldn't stop laughing. And we cut a lot of that out, but it's still in the episode. And it's called Anomaly of BSG Persuasion.
Yes.
That one and what else? There's... Oh, the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, God. That was too painful for me. Although I do like that Baby Russ is on it.
Yes, a lot. And he even responds to several questions.
He does. I'm like, I know, honey.
Which ones are your favorites?
Star him for life. Well, I like the Buffy episode because I really wanted to do the Buffy episode. But probably my very favorite is the Time Zero episode because that's like pretty much after doing that, I can finish. I'm done. I'm done podcasting. That's all I wanted to talk about. I don't have to talk about anything. No. If I'm having a bad day, I can watch TNG and I feel better. It's like therapy. Sci-fi and therapy for
don't
me.
Don't you say, it makes my heart happy.
It makes my heart happy. And I just get into it. I really, and no matter how many times I watch an episode, I still like it. And I don't know. And I always am happy. I'm always excited about how it's going to end, even if I know how it's going to end. And how they're going to figure it out, how they're going to get out of it this time makes me so happy. And really, Time Zero, I just feel like, you know, point by point is just a really good episode, and I always wanted to talk about it. I think it's very funny that Rico went so long without talking about it, but that we got to.
Yeah. I remember when we did a couple of his videos for his video podcast, we did a segment where we did this whole thing where we were wearing communicators.
Yeah.
And you were calling me on the communicator as I was driving to work, and you were talking about how you really hoped that Rico did an episode on Time Zero.
And but then so, we did it.
Yes, we did it because he didn't.
We got to have something.
That's right.
And I also did really like the Star Wars experiment because I felt like that's kind of where we really started coming more into our own. Every podcaster does Star Wars. And I really felt like that was kind of a different spin.
Exactly.
That really was very us to do. And that made me very happy.
And you know what is really interesting is when I was taking clips from various episodes, I found a section of our very first podcast where we said that one of our goals was to confront non-fans and ask them what the frack their problem was. You know, we said that. We also talked about interviewing women who were not sci-fi fans.
Oh, yes.
Just to figure out what,
we're gonna confront
what's up
them
with that.
And ask them what their freaking problem is.
Their fracking problem.
Their fracking problem.
And that's not exactly what we did with the Star Wars experiment.
No.
No, we were very nice to Aaron. But in a sense, that has become kind of what we're doing, is trying, not confronting them like we thought we would in the first episode, but introducing sci-fi to women who maybe are interested in science fiction.
Okay.
And are a little bit hesitant to accept it, or maybe in the closet about being anomalies.
Yes.
And according to some of the emails I've received, that's kind of what we've been able to achieve over the past 2 years.
Awesome.
Which is awesome.
And there we go. Well, we have a lot of cool clips for you guys to hear.
Yeah, apparently we've done a lot of singing.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I will see my dreams come alive at last. I will touch the sky. Hold me down. No, they're not gonna change. Okay.
Oh, man, the best part was coming up.
Because I've got faith of the heart. No, take me. Okay.
I can do anything.
I've got
strength.
Oh, strength. Okay, I'll leave that.
Brave, brave Sir Robin.
Oh, I made up a song about him. It goes, Hilo, you're my hero. That's all so far.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's my Hilo song. I love your bluish glow and your drunk XO.
He's not an officer.
It's been long.
Absolutely not. We're not doing it. We're not singing the song again. No.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. A television junkie.
I don't like what I see. I'm a television junkie. I don't
understand the rest of the words. Dr. Pulaski's fun to blame.
Fun to blame. Fun to blame.
That's a celebratory.
No, why did it stop?
Itchy and Scratchy Show.
Here's the song, baby.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't not coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me.
Boy, this is horrible.
I love it. This is what the people like. This is what they want to hear. Keep going.
There's no place I can
be since I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.
I did almost all of that from memory. Really, the guitar in that is the best. Yeah. And somewhere, I think on the DVD, they have a recording of Joss actually singing it.
Mm-hmm. I see a little silhouette of a man. Oh, you do the fandango, thunderbolt and lightning.
Galileo frighting me.
Galileo!
Galileo!
Galileo! Galileo Figaro! Oh.
Da 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 da.
So what you don't know, this is actually Wookiee dialect.
Da 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 da. And they start doing a little slow conga line.
Yeah. Check it out. It's a wedding march.
Playing Follow the Leader with B. Arthur.
Out the door.
And what's great is that they...
Listen how it goes off key.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol.
Woohoo! Tonight is BSG.
BSG!
Dun 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 dun.
Battlestar. We the Battlestar. We... I can't continue.
The funny thing is we have a lot of comments from people saying how much they love our singing.
Oh, no.
And there's several comments in iTunes where people have said that about, you know, our Enterprise theme song and how yes. funny it is and everything. And I'm thinking, that's the only one we've done, right? That's the only song. There is a freaking lot of songs that we've done.
Singing I didn't is realize part of my soul.
I did not realize. Yeah, you've done music. You do musicals, and I don't know if anyone knows this or not, but I was a Baptist choir girl, so it's kind of in our blood. We got
to
sing.
The rhythm is eventually going to get you.
Yes. The rhythm is gonna get you. You have almost all of the one-liners.
Me?
Yes.
Like what? I don't remember.
Why did they make her sing a soprano song?
I know, she's totally not a soprano.
Don't ask me.
She's more of an alto.
Again, nitpicking. Rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
He is starting to quote Star Wars.
Yay!
And he does it in character. Like, he quoted Luke Skywalker recently when my SUV broke down in the Target parking lot.
Oh, no.
And it was such a pain in the rear to fix it, and David had to have it towed because, I mean, he's a pretty good mechanic, but he couldn't fix this problem. Not Aww. In the parking lot. So, but later on our way home, we were just so exhausted. It was like 9:00 at night, and we're on our way home after him crawling around under this SUV in the parking lot and getting his nice business clothes all oily and everything. He still retained the humor enough to turn to me halfway home and say, "Uncle Owen, this R2 unit has a bad motivator." And I said, "Hey, what are you trying to push on me? You know, you just earned your geek cred right there."
That's
by
a little
quoting
bit of
Star
geek
Wars.
Cred. Yeah, definitely.
He just laughed.
What would have been really funny is if while he was working on it, you should have been like, "Would it help if I got out and pushed?"
Apparently, though, I have the surprise zingers. So, Battlestar.
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
Well, apparently so is Callie.
That's not funny. That's so sad.
I hate Tori.
What? What? Wait.
The Star Wars Holiday Special just turned 30. So, aww. Yeah.
Yay?
It's not as fun as it sounds, turning 30.
No.
Is it better or worse than Phantom Menace? That's the only question I have.
Well, let me just say this. David tried to watch it with me last night in preparation, mm-hmm. but at the point where the Wookiees started their quote-unquote dialogue, he blacked out. We've had a lot of guest hosts, and can we think of them all?
Jim,
David. They've been in the background.
No, Jim was a
oh
guest,
yeah, that's right. He was on
cast,
right, Battlestar
BSG.
Galactica. Yeah, back when you were pregnant, that's when we would do Skype cast.
I'm sorry, I was preggers.
Yeah, you were preggers at the time, and it was uncomfortable for you to set up microphones in your multi-million-dollar studio, so we did most of our shows over Skype. So, Jim joined one of those episodes. Then we had Kenny.
Kenny.
We mm-hmm. had Desi.
Your mom.
My mom.
No, your mom. Sorry, that's a Jim joke. You can cut that right out.
We had Margaret,
Stephanie,
Charity, Jen I
with an I.
Stephanie's been on a couple of times.
Yes.
Kenny has been on a couple of times. Gerald. Yeah, we can't forget Gerald and Casey.
And Casey. Mm-hmm.
God, that's a lot of guest hosts.
I think we did good. We should have guest hosts.
Yes.
There's no reason why we shouldn't.
We have to introduce the world to more anomalies.
And yeah, and here they are.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, known as Sable in The Chosen of Bob the Unforgiving, and I am an anomaly. I currently do live in a castle, it is true. I'm not kidding. So it's over 13,000 square foot, and yes, it is a bed and breakfast and functioning business, but it is a castle.
It's a castle.
Mm-hmm. Do you wanna tell us what the name is so we can pimp your castle?
Okay, here's my plug, my shameless plug. Castleavalon.com. Pictures of everything, not me. Yeah, this is the challenge of my life. I play WoW on dial-up because I live out in the country in Texas, and that is always my challenge. People are like, would you duel me? And I'm like, no, I'm on dial-up. My computer can shut down at any moment.
Back away slowly.
People are like, you can play WoW on dial-up? Very carefully. Very, very carefully.
I'm Kenny, and when I recently moved, I had to find a house with a third bedroom just to house my action figures. And I'm an anomaly.
And I'm Desiree, and I can be rude in 6 different languages, including Klingon. And I am an anomaly.
Exactly.
That's what I want to know. Well, I want to know who was taking care of Hera when Athena and Hilo were on the Demetrius for 90 days.
They're in Galactica care?
I guess.
They have daycare. Maybe that's what Baltar's harem does.
There we go.
To earn a living.
But I totally took to Ezri as soon as the very first scene when she knocked on the door of Cisco's dad's restaurant. I just took to her instantly. I liked that she was bumbling and she wasn't sure of herself and she was still dealing with everything. And I don't know. There's something about her. And I still love Jadzia. But
I think it totally minimized Jadzia's death.
Really?
I think that's what really bugged me.
I don't feel that way.
Hi, this is Rico. I do the weekly Treks and Sci-Fi podcast for way too many years, months, days now. And
hi there. This is Rick. I'm from Aberdeen. I host a weekly podcast that most of you probably don't know about. I'm a pastor at a church, and so I have a weekly podcast at clfgraysharbor.com.
Hello, everybody. We're really excited to talk to our friends from Treks and Sci-Fi about BSG last night. I'm Angela.
Oh, wait a second. I thought this was a Star Trek. I'm out of here.
Oh!
But the great part about the writing in this is that he is, morally, he cannot handle this role, and he knows it. And
yeah,
so that's
yes.
the conflict that is set up here. He's looking at him like, what the heck? And at the same time, there's this power, this rush of power that he feels at the same time. So it's a very unique situation and a very well-written part to really make you go, ooh.
Hi, I'm Jen's mom. And Jen's father proposed to me during a commercial break while we watched the original Star Trek series in 1969. And I gave birth to an anomaly.
Down
snapped
into
the neck of an infant?
Yes. You had a real problem with that.
Yes, I still do have a real problem with that.
I think you'll watch
ahead,
it.
Try.
No,
try
no, 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 no. You'll see it.
Sugarcoat it. Go ahead.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
She was just being merciful.
Bad. At the time, she wasn't being. I don't know. We weren't real sure what she was being. But
I know.
That's anomaly podcast.com.
I've heard you mess it up before on those other ones.
Other episodes, yes. But anyway, you could reach me at anomaly. You say it.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Of course, I have to say it without laughing.
Okay, I'll turn the other way.
Okay. And this is Jen.
And Mom.
And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
Ooh. Hi, everybody. Those who don't know me, I'm the baby daddy. I hate to cut you off. There's a couple more things that I was thinking of that I thought were noteworthy in that episode.
Honey, you are talking a lot.
Well, y'all can take back over.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm proud of you. I'm excited.
My name is Baby Daddy.
Honey.
Speaking of baby daddies.
No. Oh.
There has been an issue with
Cylon
mating.
Yeah.
Allegation. I'm trying to think of the implication. They said that Six was pregnant. The Six that Ty has been seeing. And we know that Ty is a Cylon. And we know that Six is a Cylon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of a question mark there. It's like, okay, where are they going with this?
Jim, do you have anything to say about this episode?
No, okay. I did, but I kind of zoned out for a second there.
thank you for joining us.
Yes.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Okay. All right. Hold on. I've got my finger in his mouth. We can stop after before that.
For the record, she's not talking about me.
Hi, my name is Charity, and I fell to my knees in a crowded parking lot and screamed, "Why me?" when I discovered that my account had been hacked, and I am an anomaly.
My name is Margaret. I read a book a day, and I am an anomaly.
My name is Jen, and I bought a 10-man tent for me in my Renaissance Fair costume, and I'm an anomaly.
But yeah. This year is Pirate Weekend.
Arr! Yeah.
And is anyone going as a pirate?
Yes!
I'm going as a pirate.
I'm going
with
a pirate
scale mail. Screw that.
I don't have
pirate with scale. What? Why don't you just go in the scale mail?
Because.
Well, I'm going to be a pirate in chain mail.
It's like
I'm never buying gold again.
It's like
not that
you
I
never
ever
buy
did.
Gold, never buy blood diamonds, and don't buy silk from children in China.
There we go.
That's great. I'm so glad that's where we got us. That's where it got us. It's so nice, Stephanie.
Little children make the best silk. Didn't say that
loud. Okay. I think that ends our intro really quickly.
My name is Casey, and my dream vehicle is a 1960s TARDIS, the blue phone box model, and I am an anomaly.
And my name is Gerald Wright, and I'm a level 23 on Halo 3, and I'm an anomaly.
And here's like, her high note she totally misses.
I can't find the note.
Jack Daniels, you failed me again.
The corpses have to sit somewhere.
Awkward moment here between Mala and Chewie.
Especially the fact that Chewie picks up the gun before punching his family. Exactly. And I was like, sweet. This is going to be good.
Jim was able to get his band together.
Who has not played together in 6 years. And they did acoustic versions of the three songs that we use in the podcast. And here are little snippets.
Snippets. We're gonna play the whole thing.
I don't know the Bad Shermania website.
name of a lot of the emperors.
Yeah, it's kind of a, because Caprica is implied that Caprica is like the administrative planet, and that they're kind of quasi-Roman thing going on.
So that's kind of how I saw it, too, yeah. Just a little bit. It feels just a little draggy.
Thank you.
Dark Horse.
Wow. That was spot on.
Were we rolling?
Did we record that?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. That's done.
Yes, it actually happened.
25 more to go.
So Jim's band is the one who plays all of the
music
on
that
our,
we use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they are called the Illuminati, and they were just a local band here in Texas for a few years, and they haven't played in a long time. Local punk band. And if anybody ever wants the music, email us and we may be able to work something out. Just so you know, though, there's some adult content on the songs.
It is punk.
It is punk music.
And they're all about anti-censorship.
That is one of the many themes. But if I recommend, there's a really, really funny song about the Tiki episode of Brady Bunch called Tiki. It's my favorite, except for Television Junkie.
That one's my favorite.
I love the ones that we use on the podcast, so I just like how it sounds. You know.
I think it gives us an edge.
I don't think we should say that.
Why?
I agree that it does, but if we say that it does, then that's kind of lame.
No, it's not.
I'm so pretty.
We chose that style of music, A, because we didn't have to pay for it.
Yes, that was the whole reason we chose it. Because I had several that we didn't have to pay for, because I had several local bands, because I have a lot of friends that have bands. Mm-hmm. And that was just the best one. That we listened to a few different songs, and those were the ones that were the most diverse, because it was like 23 songs on one CD. And so I think it works perfectly with the anomaly idea.
I agree. Okay, on to our audio comments. We had quite a few, and most everyone got us their audio comments by Friday, which is the night when we're recording it.
Yes, and I smiled so hard I cried.
They were really nice.
Awesome.
There were several people who emailed me and said that they would get us the audio comments on Saturday, and we just wanted to thank everybody mm-hmm. ahead of time in case we don't get to address your audio comment specifically
right.
or your email. Two people emailed us, mm-hmm. and we were very touched by all of the congratulations and the comments about how much they enjoyed our show and what it means to them,
Yay.
And it was really nice, and we thank you very much for doing that, taking the time to do it, because we know everyone's really busy right now, and
yeah.
it's just awesome of you to do it. So,
yep.
Here we go.
Hello, Jen and Angela. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast, and I just wanted to wish both of you a happy one-year anniversary for Anomaly. I know in talking with Jen that I was maybe a little bit of an influence and inspiration to get you guys to do a podcast, and I know how much work they take, so definitely congratulations to you for keeping it going for a year. It's these days they usually only last a couple of episodes, but anyway, again, kudos for that. I did have a question for both of you, and I apologize if this has been mentioned or discussed or answered at some point before, but what I was curious about is for each of you to kind of describe what it is that you first got interested in related to, the genre of geekdom that made you realize, oh my gosh, I'm a geek. You know, whether it was a movie, a television series, a book perhaps. What is it that each of you, Jen and Angela, first, you know, when you realized you were really enjoying something like that, that you first thought, hey, I guess I'm a geek like, a lot of us are. So I'd love to hear about that. And again, congratulations on your anniversary.
Hey, Jen and Angela. This is Casey, the writer behind CaseyGeekChic.blogspot.com. That is hard to say. I'm aware that this is the first and second year anniversary of the Anomaly podcast. So this is a lot like having your birthday and Christmas at the same time. So congratulations to you both. I'm really glad you've stuck with it this far. This is also a special time for me too. This is my first anniversary of being a geek. So kudos to me. I just wanted to let you guys know that I love listening to your show. You two are so smart and so funny. And listening to your podcast is seriously like sitting down to dinner with a bunch of the girls and listening to them talk and listening to their ideas. So I honestly love the feel of the show and how casual it is. I
I also like the subjects that you've gone through. Listening to your ideas about Battlestar Galactica and how it's going to finish is always great. The episodes on Galaxy Quest, which is an all-time favorite family movie of mine, and also the Star Wars Holiday Star Wars Experiment where you showed the movies to Aaron. But I gotta say, my favorite episode is probably the Buffy episode where you two discuss Tush, just because I'm a big fan of Buffy. I love Joss Whedon's work, but I may be a little biased because it came out the day after my birthday, but it's still a great episode. And I also wanted to say that it was a joy to work with you two on the Star Wars Holiday Special episode. I seriously have not had so much fun during excruciating amounts of torture in my entire life, including college. Talking with the both of you and Gerald about the terrible things that were happening on screen was just a blast, and I'm looking forward to more commentaries from you guys. And what I really wanted to say is that Anomaly really does hold a special place in my heart. It's something I can listen to and have an outlet for when it comes to, you know, people sort of not really understanding where I come from as a geek, where I come from as a fangirl. And it's good to hear two girls who are just as socially functional as the rest of us fangirls are. And I love what you do, and I hope you keep doing it. And if you ever you decide to do a Doctor Who episode, just let me know. I'm right here. Take it easy, guys, and I can't wait to hear more from you.
In 1977, I saw Star Wars 27 times in the theater, and I'm an anomaly. Hello, Jen and Angela, it's Kenny from California, and I wanted to make sure I sent in a congratulations on your 2-year podcast anniversary. I've been listening to the Anomaly podcast since day one, being friends with Angela and Jen from the Treks and Sci-Fi forums, and I have to say every single podcast has been fantastic. I think it's always great to get a girl's perspective or a woman's perspective on the geekdom, and you guys bring such differing views, which is fantastic. I mean, Angela is hilarious, and Jen plays such a good straight woman to Angela's craziness. I think you guys have great chemistry, and I enjoy listening to your guys' podcast every time one comes out. I've also been lucky enough to participate in several of your guys' podcasts, and I want to thank you guys. I really appreciate you letting me join in on the Girls Club, the Anomaly, and I've had a lot of fun talking to you guys. And I want to congratulate you ladies on receiving 2 podcast awards, which is fantastic and so well-deserved. So here's to many more years of the Anomaly podcast. And once again, congratulations on your 2-year anniversary. Have a great day.
Hi, Jen and Angela. This is Meds from Waffle On Podcast. Happy anniversary. Well, both of them. Happy 1 anniversary for being on iTunes, and happy 2nd anniversary for actually being live. I really do enjoy your podcasts, and I always look forward to them when they come out. The reason is because you've actually reignited my passion for geeky shows that I haven't seen for years, like Buffy, for instance. Also, you've helped me get into stuff like Firefly, as I'd never actually seen that before, and your podcast pushed me into buying the DVD, and I also ended up buying Serenity as well. Also, I'm that far behind on BSG, I now rely on you two geeky girls to keep me updated on what goes on. Anyway, I have a question for you, and my question is this. If you had to choose a character from any sci-fi or fantasy show, what character would you choose? Happy anniversary again, and here's to the next 2 years.
This is the first thing you're going to see here when they play this recording. Or head or something.
You got cut out.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, this is Andrew Gilbertson.
And Sarah Gilbertson.
Of Spinoff. We certainly represent the newer segment of Anomaly's fans, only having discovered them about a month ago. But since then, I've become a devoted listener. It's certainly nice to hear some things in the field from a female perspective, and also to hear a radio show that isn't afraid to mix its genres a little bit.
Exactly. That's the best thing about them.
And even though we've only been with you for a short while, we're certainly looking forward to sticking with you and hearing exactly what the future of Anomalies holds. So, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Keep being awesome.
This is Stephanie, and I am an anomaly. You guys are both so creative. I am so happy to know you in real life, and I actually put IRL in my email, because if you don't know what that means, then, well, I can't help you. And I'm very happy to call you both friends, as well as honored to have been a guest on the show a couple of times. The honors are very well deserved for you two, and you do us female geeks and geeks around very proud.
Hey, Jen and Angela, this is Eric, just sending in an MP3 to wish y'all a happy anniversary. I dig the mess out of your podcast, and I'm hoping that there'll be many more episodes to come. By the way, Angela, tell your husband that his band kicks ass. I'm hoping that there's going to be an MP3 link to y'all's theme song on your website soon. I'm a television junkie. I don't like what I see. I'm a television junkie, and the real world stumps me. Anyway, later. Bye.
Hey, Angela and Jen, this is Jeff Roney, and I just want to wish you a happy anniversary, whether it's the first or the second or the third or fifth. You can use this kind of over and over. Now, thanks for the great episodes and the great banter. And what's really cool is not only are you females that enjoy sci-fi, that are well-adjusted, married individuals, even though that you dress up for Ren Fair, you still can hold down a job and you don't live in your parents' basement, stuff like that. So anyway, thanks for bringing the fun, because I think that's one of the best things about your show is, you know, whatever you're talking about, whatever you're doing, you guys are having a lot of fun. So keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon. See you. Bye.
Hi, Jen and Angela. This is Daniel from the UK. Some might know me as Dangelus on the Treks and Sci-Fi forums. I just wanted to congratulate you both on your anomaly anniversary. I've been listening to the podcast for a while now and look forward to loads more. It's great to hear the female perspective on the geek world. You're doing a great job, guys. Keep up the good work. Dangelus out.
Hello, this is Jeff from Canada, otherwise known as Jedi Jeff on the Treks and Sci-Fi forums. I'd like to wish both of you, Jen and Angela, a happy anniversary on the Anomaly podcast. Either it be 1 year or 2 year, whichever way you two decide to look at it, I wish you a happy anniversary on meeting that milestone. I really enjoy your podcast, and each and every one, I always look forward to it. I enjoy that you guys cover a lot of different topics, be it Star Trek or Star Wars or Battlestar Galactica. The Battlestar Galactica podcasts and are probably my favorite ones. I really enjoy the reviews that you guys do on the episodes, and I like your comments. I like the perspective that you bring to it, being it's a female perspective. I really like it, and usually your guys' comments usually give me something to think about or makes me kind of relook at the episode as well, and made me look at it again and think about and changes my kind of viewpoints on it. So I really appreciate those podcasts. I'm looking forward to more of your talks on the final kind of half season of Battlestar Galactica. I really enjoy those. So anyways, I guess I'm probably talking too much here. I'd like again to congratulate you on the milestone of 1 year or 2 year, whatever way you guys are looking at it, and all the best in the future podcasts. Jeff out.
Happy anniversary to the Happy anniversary to a great podcast from the Tip Giver's Tip of the Week guy on the Instance podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Fartok again. I'm just now entering 10 forward on board the starship Arabella. I'm on assignment here to interview two people at random to find out which Anomaly podcast they like the best out of 20 podcasts put up on iTunes during the last year. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Jen and Angela, on your award-winning accomplishment. We're talking iTunes here. As you humans say, la creme de la creme, whatever that means. Over here I see two ship's officers having drinks together. Let's see if I can pry into their conversation. Hi there, my name is Vartok from the Skorillian system. And I'm here to ask you your name and which of the Anomaly podcasts you like the best from their first year. Certainly you are familiar with the work of Jen and Angela.
What are you, Vartok? You look like some kind of a walking bush. Look, here's my cigar smoke there. Hope it doesn't cause your skin or branches to wither there.
Yeah. We're quite familiar with Jen and Angela. Hey, who wouldn't be? You want to excuse my gruff, uncouth friend here, Lieutenant Tane. If it wasn't for the fact that he'll drink with anyone, I would be drinking alone here. Barkeep, bring me another Synthahol, and be blessed quick about it, you scoundrel.
Don't mind Doc Lucas here. Even though he sounds tough, he's a pussycat at heart. Ain't you, Doc?
Oh, yeah? Tane, you are so on tune to what's happening around this ship that you insult that replicator on the wall's reputation.
Okay, gentlemen, now back to the matter at hand. Dr. Lucas, what is your favorite Anomaly podcast?
Yeah, Doc, let's see how tuned you are to the verse out there.
Back off, you oversized Orion Rottweiler. Don't you know that smoking is bad for your health? Now let me think. Oh, yes. I would have to say that my favorite Anomaly episode is that one where Angela and Jen's voice comes out of that Terran ground transportation vehicle radio and take over the podcast of another caster named Ricardo or Rico or something. That's my style of things. Taking things over. Yeah, getting rid of the competition. Has a nice ring to it.
Dr. Lucas. We try to be more civil here in 10 Forward.
Okay, I get it. That episode was called Hijacking Treks in Sci-Fi. I admit, that was a great one, very creative, and just plain entertaining to boot. And you, Lieutenant Tane, what was your favorite Anomaly podcast?
Well now, that's an easy one. For this security officer, it would clearly have to be that Star Trek Boldly, Part 1 segment. Why that one, you might ask? Well, that's simple. Because it stars that handsome, devil-may-care security officer, Cedric Tane. Why, he's the star of the show! It's clear that the entire episode is high adventure and intrigue. Just look at the production values. Great background music, a fill-in-the-blanks narration, and that dynamite voice of the narrator. Sounds hot, doesn't she?
Yes, well, thank you, gentlemen, for your honest insights and selections for Best Anomaly Podcast. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for now. This has been Vartok coming to you from 10 Forward on the Arabella.
Hi, Jen and Angela. Hi, Anomalies everywhere. This is Mike from London. Just a quick call in to say happy birthday, Anomaly. Oh, and happy birthday, Anomaly. Listened to all the shows you've put out. I doubt I've listened to all the shows you've ever done. I'm sure you've got some hidden away that you seem to claim some embarrassment over, but I'm sure they get squirreled out over time. The only thing I'm going to hold you up and actually blame you for at the moment is that I'm now halfway through watching Firefly, which I suspect I never would have done if I hadn't listened to your show. So if you've ever wondered if you've had any influence, there's an answer for you. Have a good time. Looking forward to the birthday episode. I'm sure you'll hear from me again. Cheers.
Frack you.
Frack you.
Y'all are horrible.
Mel, you only came here because you didn't have the guts to do it yourself.
You did that pretty well.
It's called eye acting.
Yeah. It's in the fracking ship.
This is the Illuminati.
I buy Star Trek comic books. I'm an anomaly.
I received the $750 bailout, and I'm an anomaly.
Happy anniversary, Angela and Jin. I'm Chris, and I play with lightsabers, and I am an anomaly.
Yeah, think of why I'm an anomaly. I know I am one. I'm just not real sure why. Happy anniversary, ladies. Great job on the podcast.
Hey, Jen and Angela. It's King Linkser, otherwise known as Tim Wetzel. And I just wanted to send in my comment on the Anomaly podcast. You guys definitely are one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to, and having the viewpoint of women on sci-fi stuff is definitely rare. I will say that. Don't hear enough of it. Anyway, there is one thing that I always find that you guys are best at, and that's singing songs. So I definitely want to hear more. Anyway, just thought I'd send this in and congratulate you guys on your anniversary and the awards that you guys have recently won. So I will talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Anomaly. This is Craig in Las Vegas. Congratulations on the two Star Wars Fanworks Awards for Best Host and Rookie of the Year podcast. Very well deserved. And really enjoy you guys. Love to hear y'all, listen to y'all work all the time, and look forward to listening to many other podcasts from the two of you. Great job, good work, and happy two-year anniversary. Bye.
Happy anniversary, ladies. Your cash is on my mind. Happy anniversary, ladies. Your cash is on my mind.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity, peculiarity, irregularity, inconsistency, incongruity.
I'm so happy for you, ladies, now that your show isn't new. I hear it in your cast, it's no surprise what this show can do for you. But I look back, ladies, where female and fandom converge. I know I'm counting on the good times. You gals are out of this universe. Yeah.
Happy anniversary, ladies. Your cast is on my mind. Happy anniversary, ladies. Your cast is on my mind.
It was a snooze fest.
We just wanted to watch it.
We were like, cool. I like it. I like that part.
Didn't that guy look like Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies?
Look, two sons. Cool.
It was pretty cool.
Ladies and gentlemen,
John Williams.
Gamma Quadrant Golf Clap. Oh, I didn't do the Gamma Quadrant Golf Clap.
Anniversary, ladies, your cast is on my mind. Happy anniversary, ladies, your cast is on my mind.
There ain't no fooling with you, ladies. Shows like yours, we all applaud. We've got you in our iTunes, our MP3 and players and iPods. This is your 2 years, ladies, and we feel like congratulating you. Yeah, we're holding up our cell phones, swaying back and forth and singing it out to you.
Happy anniversary, ladies, your cast is on my mind. Happy anniversary, ladies, your cast is on my mind.
Bye.
Anomaly Podcast.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Jen and Angela.
Want to answer Rico's question?
Yes, we can answer Rico's question.
Okay. Didn't we address this in our, maybe our first episode, which is not in iTunes?
Yes, but I think it's fair to address it now.
Since we're so embarrassed about that first episode.
I'm not embarrassed.
You're never embarrassed.
Except for you did interrupt me a few times.
Yes, I did, and I went on some tangents.
Which is weird because I'm usually the insensitive person that interrupts people.
You are.
And I purposely was like, let Jen talk. Let Jen talk.
I tend to talk faster too when I sense that I might be interrupted. But in that episode, I was just like going everywhere. Let me just say it was torture for me to listen to those first two episodes and find clips because I was like, oh my gosh, do I have to hear myself say that again? And then of course there were some instances where I was surprised by things that you said.
Oh,
and
no.
My draw came out.
Oh yes,
big time when you said you said somebody.
I do have it though.
I have it too. You said that someone gave you a vintage.
And what I'm saying is I do have the vintage Princess
Leia. Oh, you found it.
It's in Baby Russ's room.
Good. I am so relieved that you found it.
The Star Wars themed Baby Russ room.
Angela was given a vintage Princess Leia mint on card for a wedding gift. And during our first episode, she said she could not find it. Now, how long had you been married at that point?
Maybe a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Yes.
And my response was, you can't find it.
It was pretty funny.
It was, but I didn't notice it until I listened to myself a few times. Yeah, I've tried to curb that a little bit.
That's funny.
So anyway, we were answering Rico's question.
We got to put whatever
another
that
tangent.
Was. Yeah, we got to put whatever that was somewhere. But anyway, to answer Rico's question, Jen, how did you become a geek? Or were you just born one?
No, my dad cultivated the geekdom. He's kind of an anomaly in and of himself because he is essentially John Wayne. And
mine too?
Yes. And I mean, he wears the cowboy hat and the Wranglers and he always wears boots. He never wears tennis shoes except for when he's fishing. And he got me started on watching Star Trek, and he and my mom would buy me like the Star Trek sleeping bags. I remember getting that for Christmas one year and an Enterprise toy that lit up. I didn't even know what that was, but it was cool to have it. But
yeah,
he really got that rolling for me. But all through elementary and high school, no one ever called me a geek or a nerd or anything like that. So I guess I was really flying low under the radar.
Yeah.
Until I met you.
Yeah.
And I had already at that time been married to David for at least 11 years. So, and he didn't know really about it. I just occasionally watched Star Trek with him. In fact, I've missed all of Voyager and all of DS9 because of that. And I remember after doing these podcasts with you, he was just so like shocked about this. I remember him saying, "Where did this come from?" And I was like, well, I always liked Star Trek and Star Wars. And look at this picture of me wearing Star Wars overalls when I was a little girl. I mean,
yeah,
it's always been a part of my life, but I guess I did not know
you
I
really
was a geek until I started talking to you just recently. So I would say I only discovered that I was a geek about 3 years ago.
It's weird to me because it's like, I feel the same way, but I always knew. I don't remember a time when I didn't like this stuff. And this may not be the same answer that I had on the first podcast, but I do remember watching Star Trek with my dad. And so that probably was part of it. But the other thing is, like, the thing I can think about, like, I remember when TNG came out, you know, I was in seventh grade, girl, and I was really looking forward to TNG. The idea that TNG was coming out was so exciting to me. Star Trek, a new Star Trek. It's a new Star Trek. And I remember, like, this is my TV. I'm watching this. And it was my TV every Saturday when I watched Star Trek TNG. And I watched it every single... I mean, it was just kind of funny, but I don't ever remember not liking it, that kind of stuff. When I was even littler, because I remember in fourth grade, this is just something, again, it doesn't feel like it's something that happened. It just seems like it was something that always was, you know. And I just remember going to school and being in fourth grade, and I was always there really early, and there was the Boy Scouts because they had meetings before school. And so they were there at the same time as me. And we watched Amazing Stories. Remember that? That was kind of like a sci-fi type show, like funky stuff. And those little boys also watched Amazing Stories. So I sat and talked to them about watching Amazing Stories. And you know, I remember watching Star Wars when I was, you know, Return of the Jedi when I was little. And I just don't ever remember not liking it. And I always knew that it was a little different because I guess because of the Amazing Stories thing, that this is something I'm sitting here instead of talking to the girls about makeup and
Barbie
and Barbies, I am sitting here talking to the boys about Amazing Stories. So, I mean, I always knew there was something a little different about that.
See,
but I sort of owned it.
You were a little, yeah, that's the difference between you and I.
Ah.
Which, if you listen to the Jeff Roney interview between us, you will probably hear I actually admitted that I care too much about what people think of me. So that might be why you owned it and I didn't. But when I was in third grade, I have said this once before in the episode called The Anomaly of Ezri Dax, that I orchestrated the entire playground into playing V, and I was Diana.
See?
I had everyone bring their walkie-talkies.
That's nerdy.
And
that's
yeah,
very, very
it
geeky.
Is, but
it just didn't occur to you.
Didn't
I remember
occur
watching
to me.
V. I remember watching that.
I've always been like a bossy person too. David's brought that up several times. Basically, this RPG you moderate and the podcast, you're doing the same thing, you know. You're organizing the playground.
Yes, you are. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but I guess I should have realized it a long time ago.
So basically, that's it.
That's the long and short of it. And what was the other question? That was from Meds, which is our favorite character. Oh, wait, he just said, if you were to choose a
character,
which one would you choose?
But not sure what he means, but...
If we were to choose our favorite character.
If I were to choose a character to marry. If I was to choose a character. No.
We can say all those things.
We can say all of them.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Go for it.
I guess my favorite character in all of fantasy and sci-fi.
Yeah, that's
hard. My favorite character in all of fantasy and sci-fi is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I can't lie. She's awesome. She's an awesome character. That's it. And done, whatever. And unfortunately, if I were a character on Buffy, I would probably be Cordelia. Anybody who watches Buffy would laugh and understand what I mean when I say that. Unfortunately. But so she's my favorite sci-fi character in general. But I mean, I could go on, and there's lots of reasons why I like a lot of other characters. My favorite Star Trek character is Data.
Mm-hmm.
And probably my favorite actor in all of sci-fi is Patrick Stewart. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on. Go ahead.
Okay, let me.
If I were to have a boyfriend that would have been with me through all of college, it would be Hilo. And I'd never let him not wear a shirt. And I would just have him on my arm and take him to all the parties with me. Come on.
Okay,
come on, ladies.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You got to give me that one.
I'm thinking. This is a difficult question, but I would have to say my favorite Star Trek character would have to be the exact same character that Angela likes, which is Data.
Represent. Data represent.
And my favorite Star Wars character is non-Jedi, I would say Han Solo.
Very good.
This is hard.
Okay.
Favorite Jedi would have to be Shaak Ti.
Oh, mine is Aayla Secura.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Mm. And Princess Leia, of course.
Yes.
Because she's a gutsy brunette.
She's not a true Jedi.
In the EU, she's a Jedi. Oh, okay. She birthed two Jedi, too. So.
My favorite Disney character is Snow White. My favorite, no.
Wait, which character do you most identify with? Buffy?
Probably. Not like in the way that like I most identify with Buffy necessarily, but sometimes I have certain leadership roles in my life, and there's some episodes of Buffy that, though not as dire of situations as Buffy finds herself in, I understand the feeling behind some of the things she has to do. And I really like the philosophy. And that's another thing, too. This is so stupid, but like Buffy and Star Trek, which are probably top of my list as my favorite TV shows, have a very good philosophy to me, just in general, of that the main characters represent. And that is just be good for the sake of being good and not for any kind of reward.
Right.
The idea of Star Trek is that everybody's like that. And the idea of Buffy is that she tries to lead by example, even though she hates it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to, but she does it anyway because she has to and she knows it's right. And I love that idea. The fact that we should all like kind of struggle to be that way. I know that's a little too philosophical, but
no, that's what absolutely not. That's one of the things we do best. What I was going to say is the character that I most identify with is Zoe from Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're allowed to talk. Stephanie wanted to come and be part of the podcast, but she didn't want to talk.
Stephanie, who is here in our multi-million-dollar studio,
yay,
she is Angela's best friend, and she was also our first.
She's on the gallery.
Yeah, she was in our first. She was our first Geek Girl of the Week, and she received a Golden Yoda for that.
I asked
you to take care of the Golden Yoda because it was vintage. Did you take care of it?
I have taken excellent care of it.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
That's a good answer.
On my mantle next to my purple lightsaber.
And I am an anomaly. I just realized who I identify most with.
I thought you identified most with Buffy.
I do. I do, like, on a philosophical level, but the person that I really identify most with is probably Codex on the Guild. She's just a little quirky.
You are quirky, too.
You need
too.
To watch this stuff.
Yes.
The Guild will make you. It'll take about 20 minutes to watch every single thing. It's hilarious.
We also got two emails. One of them was from Andrew from the EU cast, and he says, "Dear Anomalies, greetings, Andrew from the EU cast here. On behalf of the entire EU crew, I would like to wish you a very happy first year anniversary. Being a fellow podcast host, I know how fun, yet sometimes intimidating, hosting and producing sci-fi shows are. However, Anomaly is such a unique and interesting show, and no amount of prior experience in podcasting can prepare one for what they are about to hear. Quirky, funny, witty. Jen and Angela, you are all that with a side of science fiction in Anomaly. As a primary Star Wars fan, your Star Wars-centered episodes, experiments, and craziness included, are always enjoyable. But there's more. Every non-Star Wars episode you guys do, I find myself immersed more in that series. As a show with all estrogen, it might be hard to sell a male-dominated fandom, but you guys did it, and did it with a bang. Again, happy first birthday, Anomalies. And here's to many more. Your friend in podcasting, Andrew."
Yay!
Thank you, Andrew. That was really cool.
That's kind of the whole point. That was like our mission statement.
Yeah, and congratulations to you because we share the best panel of radio hosts with the
EU
cast.
There we go. This is a Gamma Quadrant
Golf Clap. Gamma Quadrant Golf Clap.
And this one is from Joe. "Congratulations on your first or second anniversary, whichever you prefer. I cannot believe that I have been listening to you ladies for that long. Time flies, I guess. I can't think of one occasion that I have listened and thought, meh, I'm not into this, maybe next time. Even though you have covered subjects in which some of the stuff just flies right over my head." Angela, whatever character in WoW. "Can you tell I'm not into the whole World of Warcraft thing? Anyway, is it a cult? I kid, of course. I know that it's a form of extreme cage fighting." No, wait. That's an MMA, not an MMO. Anyway, point being, is it really just doesn't matter what subject you're covering. Being y'all are just so much fun to listen to. You're both extremely smart, funny, great singers. Funny, he said funny twice. Geeky, funny, interesting, funny, and of course funny. That's great. Okay. There are other podcasts out there that I love. Shout out to Rico, our homeboy. But only one that I turn into a little girl when I realize when it's downloading. Seriously, when I realize that a new anomaly is downloading, it's like, yay, Jen and Ange have a new podcast up. I guess the whole little girl thing gets a little lost in typing, but just bounce up and down and soft clap when you read my note, my quote, and you'll get it. Not proud of the fact that I react that way, but secure enough to admit it. Just don't tell my wife or my kids or any of my guy friends or anyone ever. Sorry, I'm ad-libbing. Angela, ad-libbing. Again, sincere congratulations on your anniversary. And here is hoping for many more years of Anomaly Podcast to come. Q-A-P-L-A. Oh.
Coupla.
Coupla. Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Amal, is this some kind of like...
It's Klingon. I know, claim to be a Star Trek fan and you...
But I've never seen Klingon in writing.
Did you not take that class in college?
I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. I did not, but they do offer it. Not where we went to school. Thank you for writing in.
Thank you very much. So, what does the future of Anomaly hold? We've been talking about a social network. I've been considering adding a forum to Anomaly's website. So if anyone's interested in seeing a forum as a part of the Anomaly podcast, let us know, because we're just not sure we want to start that right now. We don't know how many listeners would actually partake in the forum. But if that's something you would like to see, drop us a line and let us know and we'll
also
consider it.
Also, if you are someone who would like to moderate the forum.
Exactly, because we're extremely busy anomalies.
That would be great.
We'll drop in, but I'm not sure that we'll always be there to moderate. So we need some moderators. So if
you never know.
Yeah, you are interested in doing that, let us know. And you have to be someone who's going to be there all the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to be a flyby moderator.
So we're thinking.
Yeah, we're just considering.
Yes.
And what else? It was suggested to us we should have a presence on MySpace and Facebook and places
Facebook,
like that.
Facebook, yeah. I think Facebook is what we need to do. We do have MySpace, yeah. Anomaly Podcast.
How many people come to that, though?
I have not checked it.
Maybe we should advertise that. Everybody, we have a MySpace.
So you
account,
can find us. It's Anomaly
out.
Podcast. It's pretty easy.
On MySpace. Mm-hmm. We also are on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We have a YouTube channel where all of our videos reside.
Yes.
So subscribe to that. Go check them out. Rate them, please. And
post comments.
Yeah, post
nice
comments.
Ones.
And one of the easiest ways to keep up with Anomaly, other than our blog or show notes that you can find through our website, mm-hmm. If you subscribe to that, you will be updated as far as the Anomaly podcast is concerned. Mm-hmm. You can also follow me on Twitter. I constantly interact with people on Twitter. Most of them are our listeners. And I let them know... when we need comments for episodes and when I'm editing episodes and when they can expect a new episode. And just do a search for Sevrill. That's S-E-V-R-Y-L-L. That's Sevrill. That's the character that I play Boldly, Star Trek Boldly. So follow me on Twitter. And also Xbox Live, the same name. That's my gamer tag. If you do decide to follow me on Twitter or befriend me on Xbox, send me an email and let me know that you've done that so I know who's who. Mm-hmm. And I will accept your invite or decide to follow you as well. Otherwise, I may ignore you.
Also, along that same line, mm-hmm. before we go on to the next thing, if you do play WoW, we have a guild on Shadow Song that is just a small group of us. And if you email us through the website and you decide you want to roll a character, we would be very happy to have you on our guild. Let us know. I'm not going to tell you what it is now because there might be some slash ignoring in your future if I don't know who you are. but if you email us through Anomaly, we would be very happy to give you all of our information and invite you to be part of our guild.
We seem to have a lot of listeners who are podcasters. If you're listening and you have a show of your own, email us and let us know, and maybe we could trade promos. We'd be glad to promote your podcast on ours. Mm-hmm. So just introduce yourself. Tell us you're listening. We'd love to know. And finally, I guess we should talk about future episodes.
Sure. I know we have lots of ideas. One of my big ones that I've mentioned before is talking about X-Men. And then I really wanted to talk about not only X-Men, but some things about... how I think X-Men ties into other shows. I want to do some more Firefly episodes, some more Buffy episodes. I really want to talk about Willow and her fall. That's been something that I've been wanting to talk about, and I think Meds had emailed in and asked us to...
Eric, sorry.
Yeah. Had emailed in and asked us to do that, and so I think that would be a great thing to do. And I have at least two or three people who really would like to be part of that who are also big Buffy fans. So
Meds wants us to do a Doctor Who cast.
A Doctor Who cast, and Casey does too.
Yeah, I think those two should talk us into watching it.
Yeah, so it's a reversal.
Yeah, because we're not fans. We've never seen maybe more than one episode.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes, and some of them, one of them, like, I found just ridiculously out there, and then one I thought was really interesting, but I didn't know enough backstory to be able to understand what was going on, you know, so.
The ones I have listed is, I want to do a show on Spaceballs.
Okay.
A show on Futurama.
Okay.
The Holy Grail. Of course, The Lord of the Rings. Why are you laughing?
Well, no, it's almost like I don't know if we need, it's funny that you said that, because I know the Geeks did one a long time ago about just geek comedy in general, uh-huh. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't do, like, a base one about geek comedy from our perspective, and then, like,
Branch out into
specific,
Spaceballs and Futurama.
Yeah, like, why that stuff is funny.
That's a good idea. The Clone Wars cartoon. The reason I put that down is because
in radio you can't see the
sneer, ugly
the,
face you made. Yes. Sorry. David and I watch it and we enjoy it.
Okay.
But my niece, who is 4 years old, going on 5.
Okay.
As I've mentioned before, I introduced Star Wars to her for the first time this summer, and I started her out on the first movie for us, you and I, that is A New Hope.
Right.
And she was only interested when the lightsabers came out. She went and grabbed her role-playing lightsabers, the plastic ones that I bought her. She had two of them, a red one and a blue one. And she sat in front of the TV just as long as that one
fight
scene between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Death Star. And when that went away, she was no longer interested. And she ran off. And I said, do you not like this? And she goes, oh, no, I like it. But, I mean, believe me, Carly would tell me if she hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I decided, okay, so that one's not real interesting. I put in Return of the Jedi. She liked the Ewoks in R2 and C-3PO. She liked them too. But again, she was bored.
Hmm.
Phantom Menace. I hate to say this, but she really liked Jar Jar.
Of course.
Long story short, she has been watching the Clone Wars.
Okay.
And is now a diehard Star Wars fan.
Yay!
Little girl who had Tinkerbell on her wall has called me on the phone a couple of times to tell me that her mommy bought her a Star Wars poster and she's taking down Tinkerbell to replace it with Star Wars. So anyway, I would like to interview my niece about the Clone Wars.
Interesting.
That was a really long explanation. But I also had Buffy in the Willow-centric episode on my list, and The Empire Strikes Back. Casey has never seen it. I think we should introduce it to her.
Yes.
You also said she'd never seen Return of the Jedi, another Star Wars experiment.
That would be great.
It would be easier to convince her to watch that because she's a geek.
Yeah.
We need to do more Star Trek episodes. I think we should do the Soylent Green. What's the name of that
one? Okay.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to do an episode on Dragon Con, which we are going to this year. If anybody's listening from
the
Atlanta area, we will be going to Dragon Con.
If anyone is in the Atlanta area, we will be nowhere near Dragon Con.
Now who are you saying is paranoid? costuming. We need to talk about costuming. Comic books. We haven't done very many of those. Also, I think we should have a first annual Geek Face Off,
okay,
which is a quiz show over Skype.
Okay. I wrote the Geeks and told them to do this, but I think when our listener base gets a little bigger, we need to declare an official geek holiday.
Yes.
I'm not joking.
And everyone should take off on that day.
You take off
just
on that day, and you do nothing but play video games, watch TV, watch movies, and it all has to be geek center.
I like that.
Like, if you used to be a big tabletop role-playing gamer, and you just haven't had time, you get your friends together, you make them take off work one day, and you play a tabletop role-playing game.
I like that.
I'm saying, just anything that you just can't normally do because you don't have the time. My husband, for his birthday last year, I invited a bunch of guys over, just the guys, so he could play Axis and Allies, because that's what he did when he was in college, and he was so happy. It was a big surprise to him.
We flew people in
from out of state to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then those people
geek
should write
off to
us and tell us what they did on their geek day off.
Exactly. Thank you.
Interview with podcast anomalies like Audra.
Oh,
from,
yeah, I love Audra.
From
She's
Galactica
cool.
Water Cooler.
Wrong, but I love her.
Marjorie from Star Wars Action News, mm-hmm, and Mer Lafferty. We would like to get them on the show at some
Yay.
Point. And then we'd also like to talk about Twilight with our friend Holly.
And Sarah, too.
And Sarah. We've never seen it, but they have, so.
They've read.
They've also read them.
Yeah.
And we want to do a WoWcast.
Yes. We have friends chomping at the bit to do a WoWcast, especially as soon as possible because they want to talk about the new stuff from Lich King.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we've talked about also having an episode where you guys would introduce me to WoW, yes, and I would play it, and we'd record my response as we were playing.
Yes, because we are a super geek household. We right now have 5 computers that have WoW installed, and we only have 2 accounts. I know. It's horrible. But if Stephanie were here, and because 2 of the computers are hooked up to 1 monitor, so we really only have 4, we could have me, Jim, Stephanie, all on our accounts, and then get you the trial account. Mm-hmm. And then you could be on the 4th computer, and the 3 of us could run you through. And
that
it would be
like
so fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'll do that one time. All right. So those are our ideas for future episodes. And if you guys have any suggestions, you're always welcome to send us suggestions.
Yippee.
So in closing, I would just like to say that Angela, even though you have a best friend, I consider you my best friend. And I would like to
thank you.
You to consider me your number 2. You have a number 1. Consider me your number 2. Because you've brought me out of my geek shell, and I've thoroughly enjoyed doing podcast with you over the last 2 years. It's kind of a highlight for me.
I'm going to consider you dose.
Who wants to avoid number 2?
To avoid any sort of strange, you know, Austin Powers reference. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I do consider you my number 2. Or 1.5.
I like 1.5 better.
1.5. Because Jim would be 0.
Yeah, Dave would be 0 too.
Yeah, he's 0. 00. Anyway, actually, Jim's my 23. And if anyone gets that, you can definitely let me know.
So anyway, we'd like to thank all of our listeners for supporting us and listening to us and contributing to our show over the past few years. Stephanie's doing a dance over here on the side. And we would also like to congratulate those of you who have won the Star Wars Fanworks Awards. We are happy to share the award with the EU cast, and we congratulate you as well. And thank you again.
Part of the whole Fanworks network is amazing anyway.
Yes, you all should go visit that website and listen to their audio dramas, which they are known for. They're excellent.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Jen.
And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, where female and fandom converge.
So you come home after a rough day at the office, have a drink, torrent the latest movie, make a sandwich, buy a human off eBay, listen to your favorite podcast, and not leave them any feedback. I know what you're thinking. Perfect night, right? Wrong. Go to iTunes and leave them some feedback. And that's something to think about.
Your feedback encourages us to continue producing Anomaly. Please consider writing about us in a forum, on a blog, and leave us a rating on iTunes, hopefully a positive one. Drop us a line at girlygeeks@gmail.com. That's girlygeeks@gmail.com. Or via our contact page at anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. And leave a comment on our latest episodes, or just say hi. And if you're an anomaly, or a fellow female fangirl, let us know we're not alone in the world. Anomaly is released on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license, which means you have to have our permission to change it or incorporate it into another work. All rights reserved.